Okay. We're on the bottom of Tzadik Beis. Tzadik Vav Amid Beis. Tzadik Vav Amid Beis. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the bottom. Tana Rabbanan. Makoshesh, we had been talking a few lines before about the Makoshesh, so we have a little bit of a gadata now. Makoshesh, that Tzalavchad. The Makoshesh, that was Tzalavchad. V'chein hu Omer, how do we know? Because it says, Vayihu b'nei Yisrael b'midbar. They were in the midbar, that's an extra word, because of course, where else were they? Vayimtzu ish, and they found the man who was Makoshesh Eitzim. Ulhalan hu Omer, and when the daughters come to Moshe and say, we're entitled to a plot of land, they tell Moshe, Avinu meis b'midbar. He died in the midbar. So Ma'alahalan Tzalavchad, Askan Tzalavchad. So too, when they came to the daughter, when the daughters came and said, our father, they were referring to Tzalavchad, so too the reference to the Makoshesh was Tzalavchad. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Amrullah Rabbi Huda Mesera Akiva, Benkahu Benkacha to us at least in Sadin. You're gonna have to answer for that. Whether you're right or wrong, you're gonna have to answer for that. Imkid Varecha, if you're right that it was Tzalavchad, HaTorah kisizo. The Torah didn't reveal that. The Torah covered that up. The Torah didn't tell who it was. Vata Magaloso, and you're revealing it? V'im lav, and if you're wrong, Atamotzi lav, the osa tzaddik. You're saying slander on a tzaddik. If you're wrong. Either way, Rabbi Akiva, you're in trouble. So, V'ela, Hagamar Gzereshava. What do you mean? Rabbi Akiva had a Gzeir Shava. And Rashi points out, if it's a Gzeir Shava, then it's not hidden in the Torah. The Torah wrote it this way for whatever reason, we don't know the reason for that, but it's not hidden, it's not a secret. The Torah, through the Drasha, through the Yud Gimel Midos, the Torah knows who it is. The Torah lets you know who it is. So it's not a secret, it's not hidden. But what does the Gemara say? Gzeir Shava lo gamar. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira did not want to learn that Gzeir Shava of Rabbi Akiva. Why not? Rashi says, because ein don din gzeira shava me'atmo. You can't make up your own gzeira shavas. So Tosfos asks, you can't make up your own gzeira shava. The only way you can have a gzeira shava is if you receive it from your Rebbe. Going all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu. You can't make up your own gzeira shava. Well, it says, it's over there. And it says, I'll make a gzeira shava. You can't do that. You have to have a Kabbalah from your Rebbe. Kavachoma, you can make up your own logic. You can make up your own logic. But gzeira shava, you have to have it from your Rebbe. Right, it says a word over here in Parshas this, and it says some unrelated. And you make a Gzeir Shavah, you'll make your whole new religion. So you can't make Gzeir Shavah by yourself. So Rabbi Akiva had a Gzeir Shavah, Rabbi Mesera didn't. So Tosfos asks, why couldn't Rabbi Mesera follow Rabbi Akiva's Gzeir Shavah? Rabbi Akiva's the Rebbe of everybody. What's wrong with Rabbi Akiva? So Tosfos has an unbelievable yisod in the rules of Gzeir Shavah. He says, Every Rebbe, every Talmud, had a certain number of Gzeir Shavas that they knew existed in the Torah. What they were unclear, and they learned them with their Rebbeim. They had a certain amount of Gzeir Shavas. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira's quota was full. So he couldn't learn Rabbi Akiva's. Nothing wrong with Rabbi Akiva. He's a great man. But his tally of Gzeir Shavas was already full. So therefore he couldn't learn Rabbi Akiva's Gzeir Shava. Even if it might have been his rebbe, but he was certainly a rebbe. He couldn't learn his Gzeir Shavah. Others say that Rabbi Akiva did make it up on his own, or he had. Some say that you can't make up a Gzeir Shavah on your own when you're making up a new halacha. But if you have a Kabbalah that something is a certain way, you have a Kabbalah that Tzalavchad is the Makoshesh, and you use Gzeir Shavah to support that. That's okay. Not halacha anyway. That's okay. So that's what Rabbi Akiva did. That's what Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira objected to. Okay. So if that's true, according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, that Tzalavchad was not the Makoshesh, that it was not the Makoshesh, El Mehecha Hava, so then why did he die? Right? And the daughter said, he didn't die from the reason why everyone else died, from the Maisa of the Meraglim. That's not why he died. So then why did he die? So Gemara says, Mivyapilu Hava. He was one of the Mapilim. After the Maisa of the Meraglim, after the story of the Meraglim, certain people tried to go to Eretz Yisrael, they died. They tried to hasten, you know, we're getting out of here, we're going to go, and that's what they tried to do, and then they died. So they said, that he said, Tzalta was one of those people.
That was from Ephraim, right?
Yeah, he's from Ephraim, from Manasseh. Okay, maybe there were some brothers who went along. Kiyotze Badavar Ata Omer, a similar story with Rabbi Akiva, not necessarily with Tzalavchad. Tzalavchad were done. So just one note on Tzalavchad. So if everyone as a little kid always learned this medrash, that the Mekoshesh did it l'shem Shemayim. He did it l'shem Shemayim because he wanted to tell everybody that Shabbos is so important. So he basically took one for the team, right? He knew he was doing it b'mezid. They warned him, right? The machlok is what they warned him, because they didn't know the misa, maybe. But they warned him, they had asra, and he did it anyway. But he did it l'shem Shemayim. Wanted to tell everybody that everyone should know the severity of Shabbos. So if he did it l'shem Shemayim, then what he did was a malacha she'ein tzricha l'gufa. Because he didn't do it for any purpose. So why was he chayav misa? So some say that that according to the ones who say it was carrying or plucking, then he only should have done one. Mekoshesh eight. What's eight sim? So he went a little overboard. So you can't say that the extra one that he plucked, he should have plucked one, carried one twig. That would have been malachas. Why are you doing so many? But according to the one who says ma'amir, that's a little difficult because you can't gather only one. You have to gather by nature. You have to gather more than one, right? But you have to. So that's just a question that we have to leave for another time. According to the one who said it was ma'amer, so why was his not malacha she'ein tzricha l'gufa? That's a question that we have to. Okay, b'kiyotzi b'davar to Omer v'yichar af Hashem bum, that Hashem got angry at Miriam and Aaron when the whole story over there in Parshas Balosko with lashon hara about when Miriam became a metzora. So it says v'yichar af Hashem bum v'yelach, and Hashem left. Malamed, that teaches you she'af Aaron nitzara. Even Aaron also got tzaras. Divi Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva says that even Aaron and Cohen got tzaras. Omar Lord Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, Akiva. You're gonna have to account for what you just said. Im kivarecha, if you're right, Hatorah kisses over Atamagal also. Right? The Torah kept that hidden. Torah didn't say Aaron got tzaras, and you're publicizing it. V'yimlav, and if you're wrong, Atamot Yilaz also tzaddik. He's saying lashon hara about Aaron and Cohen. He's slandering him. I the Elohim Ksiv bum. But it says Vayichaf Hashem bum, both of them. So the Gemara says, no, the Hahun bin Zifa ba'alma. That's just anger. Hashem was angry at them, at both of them. But Hashem didn't give tzaras to both of them. Hashem only gave tzaras to Miriam. Tanya commands the Omer af Aaron et tzara. But we have a brisa that says that maybe Aaron also did get tzaras. Diksim, because it says Vayifin Aaron el Miriam, and that Aaron turned to Miriam. Vihine mitzoras, and she was a mitzora. What do you mean Aaron turned to Miriam? So Gemara says, Tana Shepana Mitzaraso. He turned from his own saras to look at Miriam's. So the extra word Vayifa that he turned, we have a drasha that maybe Aaron also got saras. Amar Rish Lakish, Hachoshin B'Ksheirim. If somebody is Hoshin B'Ksheirim, Loka Begufo, he gets stricken with his body. The Ksiv, because it says, Moshe complained to Hashem, the Hein Lo Yaminu Li. The Bnei Israel is not going to believe me. I don't. You're sending it's a pointless effort. They're not going to believe me. But Hashem knew that they would believe him. Amalo, Hashem told Moshe, Hein maminim b'nei maminim. The maminim, believer, is a son of believer. Va'ata ein sof chalahamin. You're going to end up not believing me. Hein maminim, how do you know the B'nai Yisrael were maminim? The Ksiv, because it says, Vayimayin ha'am, that the nation believed. B'nei maminim, v'ha'amin b'Hashem, that Avraham Avinu believed in Hashem. So what are you slandering the B'nai Yisrael for? Ato ain't sof kolahamin. You're not going to end up believing. Shneimar, because it says Yan lohamantim bi. You didn't believe me when Hashem criticized Moshe. Umamai delaka. And where do you see that Moshe got stricken for that? The Ksiv, because it says Vayomer Hashem lo od havi no yadecha bichekecha. That when Hashem told Moshe to put his hand inside his cloak, his bosom, and when he took his hand out, it was tzaras. And then Hashem told him, and now put it back, it'll go away. So you see that he was stricken with tzaras. Amar Rav Itayim Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina, Mida Tova Maharis Lavo Mida Peronius. Mida Tova comes faster than Mida Peronius. The Ilu Mida Peronius, Ksev, it says, Vayotzieha, Vihina Yodim Mitzaras Kashaleg. By the Mida Peronius, when he was stricken for not listening to Hashem and for criticizing Bnei Yisrael, it says that he stuck his hand in and it was white as snow. V'ilu Mida Tova Ksiv, but by Mida Tova, when he was getting removed from this punishment, Ksiv, it says, V'yotziyah Micheiko. He took it out of his Cheiko, from his bosom. So Rashi says, V'hine Shava Kibsaro Micheiko. Hu D'Shava Kibsaro. So Rashi says that from the extra word Cheiko, what's going on here is that when he stuck his hand into his bosom, it did not become saras until it was already inside. But when it says when the tzaras got removed, Rashi quotes as a parsha Shmos. When it says his hand was taken out of his hand, it says the extra word cheko, which means that it already was healed when it was inside when his hand was inside his shirt. It already got healed at that point. So the healing was faster than the punishment. The punishment didn't happen until it was fully inside. Then it turned tzaras. And then when he removed it, he saw, oh, it's tzaras. But when the healing happened, it happened immediately, while it was already still inside. So you see that the midah of tova comes faster. Why is that true? Because it's a whole philosophy that Hashem doesn't like to punish. So he waits for the absolute last second. Absolute last second. He's got to punish, so he punishes. When it comes to midah tova, Hashem's so anxious to give reward, he does it at the first opportunity he can. So Moshe's hand wasn't even out yet, it was already healed. When by the bed, it didn't happen until it was already inside. Okay. Now, an unrelated line here. Vayivla mata Aaron es matosam. That Aaron's staff swallowed up the staff of the Egyptians. Amar b'lazer neich besoch neis. It was a neis within a neis. First of all, the reason why it's a neis besoch neis is because at this point, Aaron's staff was not a snake anymore. It was back into a staff. But the staff swallowed up the other snakes. One neis is a snake swallowing another snake. A neis besoch neis, and it was a staff at this point, and it still swallowed up the other ones. That's a neis besoch neis. Okay, that's it for the Agadata. The Mishnah had said, "Mirushus Yachid l'Rishus Yachid." If you carry from Rishus Yachid to a Rishus Yachid, if you throw from a Rishus Yachid to a Rishus Yachid, and there's a Rishus Rabbim in between, it's Machlokas Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. Okay, Rabbi Akiva said you chayiv, the Chachamim said you potter, and we said we'll explain it today. Here we go. We had this already on Daf Dalet. It's the same exact Gemara, if anybody remembers. Boy Rava asked the following question. Lamata be'asara pligi is the machlokas where you're throwing less than 10 tvachim. The principle is, over 10 tvachim in Rishus HaRabim, there is no, it's not a kol to Rishus HaRabim anymore. It's a makom patur. So if you're over, so we said this yesterday, the only time you chay for over 10 tvachim in Rishus HaRabim is if you're carrying it. Either it's in your hand or on your shoulder, like we had by the Ma'aseh B'nei Kahas. The Aron was certainly above 10 tvachim off the ground. They're still chayav, they're still carrying. But throwing, that's all different rules. So throwing, so that's the Gemara's question. Lamata b'yasara pligi, they're arguing below 10. V'hacha pligi, this is the machlokas. Demar savar amrina. One man to amr b'yakiva holds. Kiluta. Kimasha huncha. That throwing it, so when you throw it, we view the throwing as if it's stopping. Kluta means caught. Do we say that since you're throwing it in Rishus HaRabim, it's passing from one Rishus HaYachid to another Rishus HaYachid, but in the Rishus HaRabim, we say the principle of Kluta, which means it's as if it stopped. It didn't stop. Physically, it kept on going. As if it stopped. We treat it as if. So if it stopped, you took it out from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, Yechayiv, because we're treating it as if it stopped. Umar Safar and the Chachamim hold, Lomrin and Kluta Kibisha Huncha. We don't say such a principle. Ava Lomayla Measara, but if it's above 10 Tvachim, you throw it. Zivri Hakal Potter. Everybody will agree, you are Potter. Veloyal Fidon Zorek Mimoshit. And we do not learn a comparison of throwing to handing. Because we said yesterday that if you hand something to somebody else in Rishus HaRabim above 10 Tvachim, you are Chayef. No different than carrying on your shoulder, but throwing, we don't make that comparison. O dilma, or maybe l'mayla me'asara pligi. The whole machlokas is above 10 tvachim. Ubaha pligi. This is what they're arguing in. The marz sover yalfina and zorek b'moshit. One says no, we do. We compare throwing it to handing it over. Umarz sover lo yalfina and zorek b'moshit. And once the other one says we don't. Aval l'mata miyud. But if it's within 10, divri hakol chayiv. Everyone's going to agree chayiv. My time, why? Kluta kemisha hon chadamia, because everyone agrees to that principle of kluta, even the chachamim. Oh, above 10 tvachim, so it's not, you can't say kluta because it's a makom patur. So the only question is it compared to motion? Is it compared to handing over? That's the Gemara's question. Rabbi Yosef said, Hamilsa iboyle l'Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda had the very same question. Upashta nihile Rav Hamnuna meha, and Rav Hamnuna brought a raya one way from here. From the following brisa, it says in the brisa, "May Rishus HaYachid leRishus HaYachid." If somebody throws from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaYachid, the avar b'Rishus HaRabim atzma, and it passes through the Rishus HaRabim itself by stressing the word Atma, the Brisa is letting you know it's within 10 Tvachim. It's in the Rishus HaRabim airspace, not above. Within 10 Tvachim, Atma, Rishus HaRabim itself. Rabbi Akiva Machayev, the Chachamim Potrim. So mid the Ka'amar, Rishus HaRabim Atma, since the Brisa goes out of its way to say the word Atma, it's Rishus HaRabim Atma, Pshita Lamata Me'asara Pligi. It's a pasha, they're arguing within 10. And this Ubamai. So what are the, what's the case of the Brisa? Ile Ubamavir. But I already said it's throwing. But the Brisa didn't say. It just said, Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaYachid. Regarding what? Ile Ubamavir. If you're talking about walking, guys walking from Rishus. So Lamata Me'asara Hudu Machayev, Lamala Miud Lo Machayev. What? If you're carrying above 10 Tvachim, you're not Chayev? For Amar Rabbi Lazar, Hamotzi Masar Lamala Masar, Chayiv. Said a few minutes ago, you Chayiv you carry above 10 Tvachim, in Rosh Hashanah. But that Patur doesn't apply. Why? Shekei Ma'aseh B'nei Kahas. That's how they carried. It was above 10 Tvachim, off the ground. He's still Chayiv, it doesn't make a difference. Ela what? Ela B'zorik. It must be talking about throwing. So Lamata Masar, Hudu Machayiv. You're only Chayiv if it's within 10 Tvachim. Lamala Masar, Lo Machayiv. If it's above 10 Tvachim, that's it, you're not Chayiv. Right? Because Shmamina, Bekluta, Kamash, Huncha, Pligi, Shmamina. So we see from here that they're arguing in the concept of Kluta. It's within 10 Tvachim. If it's above 10 Tvachim, everybody agrees there is no Zrika. Because it's, you're throwing in a Makka Patur. Within 10 Tvachim, that's about Yamachlokas. Where Rekiba says Yuchayef. Why? Because it's Kluta. It's as if it rested in Rosh Hashanah. The Rebbe Chaim says there's no such principle. No such principle. Now, everything we just said to prove that that's the machlokes, that was argued on by others. It's going to be a three-way machlokes. Upligi Rabbi Elazar. He argued on what we, everything we just said. The Amar Rabbi Elazar, Mechayim Hayi Rabbi Akiva, Afilu Lamayla Miyud. Rabbi Akiva would make somebody chayim even above 10 Tvachim. Afilu Lamayla Miyud. Ay, Baha Diktani Rishus Rabbim Atzma. But that Brisa said that it was Rishus Rabbim Atzma. Lamayla Miyud, not Rishus Rabbim Atzma. Okay, you could say you can make a chayev because we'll say kluta even if it's above 10 tvachim. But the bottom line is that price did say the word atma, right? So how can Rabbi Akiva say even that? How can they say that Rabbi Akiva means chayev even if it's lamayla miyud? So the Gemara answers lo diach hakocha derabanan, to tell you how lenient the chachamim are that even within 10 tvachim they're going to say you're not chayev, right? Rabbi Akiva holds yichayev even within, even above 10 tvachim. So why did the Brisa single out Atma, which seems to imply the Rishus HaRabim itself within 10 tvachim, to tell you that even in that case the Chacham HaMegel, and certainly the Rabbi Akiva is chayev. Upligi Rav Chilkiya Bar Tuvi, and this argues on Rav Chilkiya Bar Tuvi, a new person with a whole new set of rules. So Rav Chilkiya Bar Tuvi, he has a whole new breakdown. Toch Shlosha, if it's within 3 tvachim, Divrei HaKol chayev. Everybody's going to agree that it's chayiv, because we're going to say that it's connected to the ground. Right? We're going to have a few minutes of the principle of lavan. If it's within 3 tvachim of the ground, we treat it like it's attached to the ground. L'malam e'asara, if it's above 10 tvachim, divrei HaKol pater. Everybody's going to say you're pater. If it's above 10 tvachim, it's not. We're not going to compare it to Moshe, Rashi says. The gimel v'yad yod, but if it's from 3 to 10, that's banan machlokas Rabbi Akiva Rabbanon. That's the machlokas. Do we say kluta or not? What? No, because he was sticking in below 3.
But that's not unique. I mean, more three.
No, so maybe they would hold if he threw it below 3, then the Chacham would not say that it lovud, didn't rest. Maybe they wouldn't say such a thing. It's a little far-fetched. That lovud applies. Everyone agrees to lovud, but everyone agrees that if you throw something within 3 tvachim, that you have to say kluta also. You have to throw that in also. He had it, didn't stop. There's no hanacha. See, right? So he's saying, because of love, and we're going to treat it like a hanacha. That's a chiddush. Right? You can hold from love and not agree to that. Tanya nami hachi, toch gimel, within 3, divrei HaKol chayev. Everyone holds a chayev. L'mayel meyud, eno el mishum shavos. The only asim midrabanon, Rashi says, because we don't want you, you might come to do regular malachas if we allowed it. So it's asim midrabanon, which you all know. But if it's your property, both of them are your property, then mutter, then it's mutter. Why? Because both they're both yours. So it's going from your property to your property. What? We're gonna have that in a minute. So what? So there's no akiras on hanacha. We'll see it in a minute. Migimul viyad asara. But if it's from 3 to 10, then Rabbi Akiva chayiv. Rabbi Akiva says you're chayiv. The chachamim potrin. The chachamim say you are potter. Amar Mai, we just said im hayu rishuos shalom mutter. That if it's in your rishus, then it's okay, right? Okay. Lema teitiyufta de Rav. Let's say that statement is a problem with Rav. Why? The Idmar, because we learned shnei batim. You have two houses. Shnei tzidei rishus harabim on opposite sides of the street. Rav bar Rav Huna omar Rav aser lizrok mizel lizeh. You can't throw it from one to the other. Ushmuel omar mutter lizrok mizel lizeh. You can't throw it from one to the other. Not a problem. Now the Gemara says v'lav biu kimna lahahi kigon. So, what's the kasha? So the kasha is that if it's true, that they're both yours, then, 1 second. So Rashi says that even Rav Asers, even if it's your own Rav Asers, even if both houses are yours, you can't throw from one to the other. Rashi says. Vafil hein shalo, the imi shalo lo shal chaveiro lo havishori Shmuel. Shmuel would not have allowed that. You can't throw from one to the other. So we must be talking about a case where they're both yours. So Shmuel says it's okay. They're both yours. It's not a problem. Rav must hold it. You can't. But I have a brisa that says that if it's both yours, you can. So it's a kasha on Rav. Yeah. So it doesn't make a difference. Doesn't make a difference because it's maybe because there's no hanacha because it's going to end up being both yours. A little difficult case, but it could be it's above ten tefachim. Okay, so Shmuel says it's okay, and Rav says it's not okay. Now, if we just have a brisa now, so we don't want to say that Rav obviously is not a brisa. So we have a brisa now that says that if they both belong to you, you can throw from here across the street. So isn't Rav argue? What's Rav going to do with that brisa? What? Because if they don't belong to you, then Shmuel would say it's mutter. That's what Rashi says. Shmuel would never matter that. So they must be. They both belong to you. What? It's a machlokas tonight about. No. But we never. This is the first time we mentioned that they both belong to you. That Bryce has said that if they both belong to you, everyone agrees. Because Rav here says you can't throw it from one across the street. It must be they both belong to you. Because if they don't belong to you, how can Shmuel say it's mutter? And so we're assuming that this is the case where everybody would agree it's awesome. That's the only way you can make this make sense. So the Gemara answers, V'lav miyu kim nilahahi. But did we already answer that question? Well, had we answered? Kigon, the problem is, the medali chad and matasi chad. One house is higher and low. One house is higher and one house is lower. So Rav doesn't want you throwing from one house to the other house. Why? The zimnan may be nafal, it's going to fall. They're throwing the ball. So you're aiming for the house. But the house is a 10 tefachim higher than the house you're at. So v'nafal v'asi lasuya, it's going to fall into the street, you're going to come pick it up. So the whole thing is a gzera. We don't want you we're scared it's going to fall into the street. Really the throwing, he might agree. The only problem is, the house is not level. House is not level, so maybe it's going to fall. Your aim's not going to be good. And then you're going to come pick it up and carry it. So because of that reason, Rav asked it. Nothing to do with the whole daf we're talking about today. Unrelated reason. Maybe you'll carry it. Fine. Amalei Rav Chista Lav Hamnuna Amalei Rav Hamnuna Lav Chista. Menaha Milsa, the Amar Rabbanon. Where did Rabbanon come to say something that what? Kal Pachos Megimul Kalavadami. Where'd they get that from? So Amalei, he said, Rashi Svara. It's impossible to have a street, to have a society, especially in those days, where every single place on the floor was level. It can't be. It's impossible. There's mountains and hills and little mounds. It's impossible. Everything was... So therefore what? It was within 3 tefachim of the ground. We view it as if it's on the ground also. Okay? So, ihachi, if that's true, gimel nami. So why are you stopping at 3? What, so what if it's 4? Vesu also, Hajitnam we learn, in Masechta Sukkah, Hamashal Shel Defanos. If somebody has walls, of a sukkah, going from the schach, milmala milmata, starting at the schach, going down, 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 and then the wall of the sukkah does not reach the floor. There's a gap, right? If the gap is bigger than three tvachim, it's possible. We say a goat can walk through, and it's possible. Why? Because it's not a wall. It's not a wall. If you have four walls like that, you don't have walls. Hapachas begimul ksheira. If it's less than three, it's okay. So that reason by sukkah has nothing to do with what you just told me about having the floor being level. Unrelated issues. Huh? There is no connection. There is no connection. So the reason you're telling me can't be because it's impossible to have streets that are flush with the. It's impossible. So therefore, we'll make up a rule of three. By sukkah, the rule of three makes perfect sense. Here, you give me a reason. The svara doesn't make any sense. A, it doesn't comport with sukkah, and B, so why are you stopping at three? So we said over there, the reason why you have to have three tvachim for sukkah, is if it's larger than three tvachim, a goat could run in, which demonstrates you don't have a wall. Nobody wants a goat in their sukkah. Nobody wants all of a sudden somebody's walking into the sukkah. It's not a sukkah. Tinach lamata lamaila. That makes sense if it's lamata mimaila. Right? So, tinach lamata lamaila. So lamata lamaila mayakal meimar. What if the three tvachim is going up? In other words, you have a floor of a sukkah, you have a wall going up, 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 it stops, and there's a break between the stopping of the wall and the schach. So again, we're saying that what's going to be the shear? Three tvachim. That certainly doesn't make any sense about a floor being flush in the whole town, being all nice and smooth. So where's the three tvachim coming from? So the Gemara says a principle that we all know, Ella, kol pachas, mishlosha kidlof adami. Anything within three tvachim of the ground is considered connected to the ground. Halacha gemiri la, halacha l'moshe misinai. We didn't. We're assuming, since we said that if you throw something within the ground, within three tvachim, it's considered like you threw it on the ground. We said that before. What was the svara for that? So the Gemara thought the svara was, because if it's within three tvachim, it's like it's on the ground. It's impossible to have the ground all complete. So maybe when you threw it, it was on the ground already. Within three tvachim, it has to make sense. It's really connected to the ground. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? By sukkah, the whole rules and reasons are different. So the Gemara says, you're right. It's all because of lavud. Anything within three tvachim of the ground is as if it's connected to the ground. That's far we said before about, well, the town is old, they can't have a flat, that's rejected. It's because of lavud. That makes sense. If it's above, if it's three tvachim going from the top of the sukkah to the schach, right, let's say you have a sukkah, it has eight, seven tvachim, there's a break, and then you have a schach. So that has nothing to do with the ground. So Gemara says, you're right, it's all because of lavud. It's all lavud. Fine. Tanu Rabbanan. If you're throwing from one Rishus HaRabim to another Rishus HaRabim, and there's a Rishus Yachid in the middle, there's a house in the middle, you have one street, on the other side of the house is another street, and there's a Rishus HaRabim right in the middle. Rebbe Mechayiv, Rebbe says you're Chayiv, V'chacham in Potrin, V'chacham says you're Potter. Rabu Shmuel d'Armitar Vayhu, Lo Mechayiv Rebbe, Ela Rishus HaRabim Mekora. The only time this is going to work, you're going to be Chayiv, is if you're throwing it through the house has to have a roof. If it's just a courtyard without a roof, you're not going to be chayev. Damrinan, because we say, Besa command amalia dummy. The house is like it's full. A lot of stuff in there. Rashi says it's dark and full. And then, it's like kluta. Similar idea. That when you throw it, it's going to get contained in the house. Then it's going to continue on. So it's like stopping in the house. So then you're going to be chayev. Similar idea. It's only in a house, only if there's a roof. Right, maybe he wouldn't say take this dough so far. Abo she'ena makor lo, doesn't have a roof, we don't say it. You're not going to be chayev because it doesn't stop. Okay?
This would be above 10 tvachim.
Let's say within 10 tvachim. Let's say within 10 tvachim.
Right.
Let's say within 10 tvachim. I think Rashi might say it. No, he doesn't say it. Okay. Amar of Chana, Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Michayev hayashtayim. Would Rabbi Michayev you twice? Echad mishum hotzah, v'echad mishum hachnasa. Once because it goes from the Rishus HaRabim into the house, and then it goes from the house back out. I had that question. So why don't we say the same thing by Kluta? If I throw it, it stops and then it continues. So why shouldn't I be chayav twice? I don't have an answer for that. I don't know the answer to that question. But now the Gemara is saying that by this case, you should be chayav twice. Once, because it goes from the Rishus HaRabim into the house, that's one, and then it continues on from the house out into the street, that's two. We're going to get to that. Yosef Rav Chana of Kokashila, he had a kasha. That's kasha. What do you mean? Remember the chayav Rebbe Atolda Rokom Av? The chayav for the Tolda and the Av? Batani, what we learned. Rebbe Omer. Devarim, Eila had Devarim. Devarim had Devarim, Eila had Devarim. Right? Elu is Lamates Malachos. Shinemel Moshe Misinai. Right? This is a little slightly different variation of what we've always been saying all along. Eila is Gematria 36. Devarim is 1. Had Devarim is 2. So it's 39. Sorry, Devarim is plural. 36 plus 2 is 38, and the extra hay makes it 39. So you just said that you chayev for going into the Rishus and then going back out. One's an Av, one's a Tolda. How could you be chayev twice? Amalei Rabbi Yosef, Mar Ahan Aha Masni Lo Vekashila Derebi Ad Derebi. You learned that this was Rebbe who said it. And if you learned Rebbe said it, you're probably stuck. You have a question. Because on one hand he says you chayev twice, but on the other hand he holds of the 39. You can't be chayev twice. But Anan, we learned that Ad Rebbe Yehuda, Mas Nisan. We learned it like Rebbe Yehuda Velo Kashila, and we had no problem. The Tanya, because we learned, May Rishus HaYachid Le Rishus HaRabim. If somebody carries something from Rishus HaYachid into Rishus HaRabim, V'Avar Arba Amas to Rishus HaRabim, and you throw something from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, and after it falls, it goes another 4 Amas in Rishus HaRabim. It's really the 2 Malachas. It went from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, and then it moves 4 Amas in Rishus HaRabim. It's a separate Malacha. Right? We said yesterday, Talach HaMoshe Mitzinai, whatever it is, it's a second one. Right? Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev, V'Chacham and Potrin. Rabbi Yehuda says you're chayiv, the Chacham says you're potter. But the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Mechayiv Hayi Rebbe Shtayim. Rebbe was Mechayiv him twice. Achas Mishum Hotza, V'achas Mishum Havara. Chayiv twice? These are two different things. To eat Solkadai, the Chad Yehuda Mechayiv, if you're going to tell me that you only chayiv once, then Mechlal, the Rabbanan Patri Lagamri? The Rabbanan say you're potter totally? That can't be true. Ha'apikleim Rishut Yachad Rishut Rabbim. You carried it from Rishut Yachad to Rishut Rabbim. You threw it. How could you be Pater Lagamri? So when it said the statement of Yehuda Chayev and their Pater, it must mean 2 and 1. Can't mean 1 and 0. Right? Can't mean 1 and 0. You threw. So the Gemara says, Memai, maybe the Chacham Pater altogether. How could that be? Dilmul Olam Emelach Yehuda Chad Yehuda Mechayev. The Chacham say you only Chayev once. Rabbanan Pater Lagamri. And the Rabbanan say you Pater completely. How could the Rabbanan say you put it completely? Could go in, for example, the Amar, you said, Ad nafkale le Rishus HaRabim. I wanted to fall in Rishus HaRabim. The minute it hits Rishus HaRabim, I want it to fall. So Tinach, Tanuach, it should rest. The minute it hits Rishus HaRabim, it should rest. This is what they're arguing it. Rabbi Yehuda Savra, Amir and Kluta, Kama Shehuncha. That we say Kluta. So the second it falls in Rishus HaRabim, We say the second it goes into Rishus HaRabim, we say it stops. Right? No. You got your machshava. It went on, that's chiv number 2. Or we could say it's not chiv number 2. You got what you wanted. For Rabbanan, Savri, lo amrin include the kibish huncha. For lo is avidala machshavaso, you didn't have your machshava. You wanted it to stop the minute it hit in Rishus HaRabim. But it kept on going. So it's not your machshava. So you'd be potter.
Totally.
What? Aval. What? Yes, because Rashi says it's Masasek. We're gonna get to that. We're probably not gonna get to it today. The two dots. It talks about this very issue. Aval. I told him a makom av. Lo mechayev Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda would not be mechayev. I told him a makom av. Right? You only chayev once. How could the rabbanim be chayev nothing? Because you didn't do what you didn't do your machshava. I wanted it to land here, but it landed over there. Wouldn't be chayiv at all. So the Gemara says, no, lo talk about that. Don't think all that. The Tanya, because we learned, Rabbi Yehuda Mosif es ha-shoveit v'ha-medaktik. Rabbi Yehuda adds on shoveit. Shoveit is when you have the loom, so you set up the loom. That's one malacha. Rabbi Yehuda says that you take a rod and you make sure that the threads are not clumping next to each other. So he counts that. He's Mosif that. We'll see what that means. He's also Mosif medaktik. Medaktik means they would take a rod or the finger and they would hit the the string at different intervals so that the string shouldn't become too tight. Because if it becomes too tight, it's not going to weave well. So he said that's the bedak. He's eating on these two malachas. Weaving malachas. He's eating on these two. So Amrlo, they told him back, what do you mean, what are you eating on? Shovet harehu b'chal mesach. Shovet's included in the malacha of mesach, setting up the loom. Medaktik harehu b'chal oreg. And medaktik is in the within the category of oreg, of finishing the loom, finishing the weaving process. My love, what doesn't it mean? This avidnu l'tarvayhu b'hadi hadadi, that if you did them both together, ushma mina mechayev hoyer bihuda told b'makom av. Right? Since it says Rabbi Huda is Moses, what do you mean Moses? And they told him back, what do you mean? These are told us. So by virtue of the fact that he's Moses the Aveira. You do that medaktek with Oreg, you're going to be chayef twice. So you see the Rabbi Huda holds, you are chayef told to Makom Av. So the Gemara says, Mimai, who said, Dilma maybe all of the lahalachuda v'halachuda. You did each one separately. You didn't do one and both. He did each one by itself. Rabbi Yehuda atol to b'makom av lo mechayev. He's not mechayev. You atol to b'makom av. Ubahakam iflugi. And this is what he's arguing in. Rabbi Yehuda savar hani avos ninu. Those are avos. For Rabbanan savri hani toldos ninu. Those are toldos. We had this already. Rabbi Yehuda is not limited to 39. We had this already by Ayin Gimel. He holds of more. He holds of show. The Mishnah there said he holds of shovet. He holds of at least 40. Now we're saying he holds of 41. He didn't limit it to 39. What does he do with all the drushes of 39? He doesn't hold from them. Maybe like we said, 39 is a starting point, not an ending point. So he says, there could be more. Anything that was chashuv. Maybe he can learn that way. Right? The Mishkan defines but when you get off the ground. That doesn't stop you. So he holds it for more than 39.
Those are more almost, we wouldn't hold like a real lizard.
Right, so we're saying he's not holding like that. He's not holding like that. He's holding the only chayiv once. And Teda, I'll bring you a raya. Midiktani Rabbi Huda Mosif. He's Mosif. My Moses Avos. If he's Moses, makes sense. Moses Avos. El Iamar told us my Moses. What's he Moses? Not Moses of anything. Itmar Nami Rabbi Yosef. We would only be chayv you once. I chayv you for Shovet. Yeah, because he holds an Av. Not because he holds Av and Tolda. What about them on top who held that it was Rebbe? Yeah, they're stuck. Maybe Rebbe holds it. Rebbe Eliezer. We had yesterday that he chayv for an Av and it's Tolda. Or maybe he would hold that we said yesterday, that carried for Amos and Rosh Hashanah, maybe he wouldn't be chayef for.
Rabbi would hold that because he wrote the Mishnah.
Right. Okay, Omale Ravina Ravashi, Ulomai, the Solik Adaitin Meikara, the Machayef HaYerebi Shtayim. Why, and what was your original thinking that Rabbi would be Machayef you twice? Ilahaki kavila, lahakalo kavila. If it fell here, it didn't fall there. Ilahaki kavila, lahakalo kavila. If it fell there, it didn't fall there. So how could all your half a minute to think that you'd be chayef twice? It didn't fall where I wanted it to fall. So Amalek, it must be a case. But Amalek, the guy said, "Kol makom shetir tzatanuach, wherever it falls, I'm happy." So if it falls here and then it rolls four more amos, you'll be chayef twice. That was the half a minute. Here, let's get to the bottom. Two more lines. Few more lines. Pshita. It's certainly true that Neschab and Lizrok Shmona, I want to throw eight. Vizarak Arba, and I throw four. Hare Kasab Shame Mishimon. That's no different than writing, I want to write the word Shimon, but I stop after writing the word Shame. I'm certainly chai for that. So I'm certainly chai if I have a kavana to throw a lot and I throw less. It's just like I wanted to write a lot and I wrote less. Now, what about the reverse case? Neschab and Lizrok. The arba, the zarak shmona. I wanted to throw four, and I threw eight. Mahu, what's the halach? Mi amrina, do we say ha da apik lei? He threw it. O dilma, or maybe heichad the boy holonach. That this is a case where it didn't rest where you wanted it to rest. V'lav ha'en the amalei ravina l'ravashi v'amalei ba'omer kol mokav shtirta tenuach. It's not like where, well, I don't care where it falls. Then I'll be chayev. Udikamarta hare kasav shemi shimon. What about shemi shimon? So if you want to write four, if you want to throw it four and it went eight, you should be chayiv. It's no different than writing two letters. You want to write the whole name. So the Gemara answer is me dummy. That's not comparable. Hasam by the name kamadulo kasav shelo michtav le shimon. You have to write the word shame in order to write the word shimon. So if you want to write the word shimon, you automatically had kavana to write the word shame. Has to be. But over here, I wanted to throw an eight. I didn't want to throw it four. I, within eight, is four? No, but the question is, where did I want it to land? I wanted it to land over there, not over here. So even though it's the shear is I did the shear, but I did not have the kavanah for that hanacha, so it's not comparable to writing. And therefore, maybe you wouldn't be chayev. So maybe you wouldn't be chayev. It's a rare case where the Gemara starts off pshita, it's certainly true, and the Gemara takes it back. Rare case. Okay, tomorrow we will continue more about carrying and throwing. Today's shear was learned. Lila Nishmas, Moshe Eliezer Ben Yamin HaKohen. Shabbos should do every. Okay, and we'll continue tomorrow. Amen.